Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson's joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. And I want to mention off the top, Dave, a reminder for our greyhound enthusiasts, the TAB Early Bird Special is on tonight between 5 and 7 for those looking at Dapto or even the Meadows, Albion Park or Angle Park. The Early Bird Specials are there between 5 and 7 tonight for the four major greyhound meetings, including Dapto.
Well, let's hope we catch the worm. Andrew, as I say, good morning to you on Anzac Day, lest we forget.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about these figures around last Saturday night's Golden Easter Egg meeting?
Unbelievable, Andrew. Wagering turnover on that meeting was a whopping $4.21 million, with an increase of almost 34.5% on last year. New South Wales TAB fixed odds, I can't believe this, up an incredible 59.4% on the 2018 figures. And the turnover on the meeting was the third highest in New South Wales history, only behind the $1 million chase final and the semi-final from last year. Turnover for the recent 5-week Friday night lightning series was also excellent, proving once again that punters in 2019, they like it fast. They like races run, one and done. And it's a timely reminder, Andrew, that greyhound racing makes up almost 25% of betting turnover after the gallop. So everyone's jumping on board the mighty greyhounds.
Yeah, it was staggering figures, and well done to all concerned with the turnover around there. And the industry is certainly up and about. Now, what's happening with a couple of Group 1s at Wentworth Park?
Andrew, the Group 1 Vic Peters and the Group 1 Peter Mossman Classic, which were scheduled for June this year, will now be held in July as a 2-week series. Both series are going to be open to greyhounds whelped on or after March the 1st, 2017. GRNSW and the GBOTA have also announced the maximisation of prize money distribution with a bunch of races for New South Wales bred greyhounds, including a series of middle distance events across the state. And for more details, Andrew, you'd go to thedogs.com.au.
Yeah, that's certainly the home for all activity around New South Wales greyhound racing. Now, what about a litter that's whelped recently?
As reported, I was reading it in the Chase magazine, Andrew, a large litter by Kibo from the unraced She's So Stella has resulted in 10 surviving male pups and one lone female. Now, bred in Tugulawa, which is not that far from Brisbane in Queensland, by Desley Williams, for owner Jack Sapala, the 10 males could be really well be some kind of record. The Mighty Miata had a litter of 13 mixed pups with only 7 registered, but 10 pups may well be unsurpassed. Back in the mid-1980s, the Pringles had a very, very successful litter of 9 male pups by Brother Fox from Promises Free. But Desley and Jack believe their 10 newcomers have set a new mark. And Andrew, the largest litter of puppies for any breed is 24, born in 2004 to a Neapolitan Mastiff in England, and I reckon that's what you'd really call hard labour.
24 of them, geez, you would have been just standing there watching it thinking, at some stage this is going to end, Dave. 24.
Absolutely.
Geez, the poor mum, I hope she got through it all with no hassles. Hey, talking about breeding, I heard the other morning with Going Greyhounds with you, Wayne Billett talking about the Gold Muzzle auction.
Yes, Andrew, and nominations come to a close really soon. Next Tuesday, April the 30th, and the sires available so far are the likes of Fernando Bale, Barsha Bale, Dinah Double One, Kinloch Bray and Black Magic Opal, while the dams represented include Chickadess Dakota, Lagoon Jazzy, Good Odds Regina, My Lady Day, Marilina Franco and Millie Keeping. The auction, it's open to pups whelped between July the 1st last year and January the 31st this year, and the website you must go to is goldmuzzleauctions.com.au. But noms close on Tuesday, Andrew.
Okay, Tuesday for that one. And I wanted to mention the National Adoption Day. It comes up on Sunday around Australia, and for us it's Wentworth Park between 10 and 2. That's 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday. And we're asking people, tell you something, I've Peter Eustace, who I am very good mates with, former race caller in Victoria, he took me to greyhounds and we've owned a few and things like that, but they are the world's best pets.
Oh, Andrew, they're wonderful. They're the most gentle creatures, and you know, they're wonderful with children. They're wonderful with anyone, any ages. And you just got to keep your bedroom door closed, because if you don't get into bed first, they're going to beat you to it. And they're also lounge hogs. Take them for a walk for about half an hour. That's all you have to do, and then they'll spend the rest of the day just like myself, Andrew, lying around.
Yeah, lying around, just like I love to do. Go to gapnsw.com.au. There's an application form there, but you can go down to Wentworth Park at Glee between 10 and 2 on Sunday and learn more about it. National Adoption Day on Sunday. Now, what about today? We've got Goulburn, Maitland and Dapto tonight.
Yes, indeed, Andrew. They'll be chasing there. Goulburn begins at lunchtime at 12:04. The best bet comes up in race number 3. It's Greyhound number 4, Banjo Big Boy. Race 3, number 4. Best value is in race 9, number 6, Charlie Grapper. Race 9, number 6. Maitland commences at 4:29 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 3 there as well. And it's also number 4, Pandemonium. Race 3, number 4. The best value, race 6 in the Anzac Day Cup. Number 2, Brayman. Race 6, number 2. Dapto kicks off at 7:13 tonight. The best bet comes up in race 7. It's number 6, Off the Leash. Race 7, number 6. Best value, race 6, number 8, Winnie Allen. And the quaddy tips are on the dogs.com.au. In other info, Andrew, Richmond race number 10 tomorrow's been redrawn. There'll be trials at Maitland tomorrow, but not at Bulleye. And I just want to say big hi to trainer Peter Rogers, Simply Shadow, from his kennel. Ran a sizzling 18:46 at Richmond over the 330 metres in race 7, not too far outside the track record. So, and there was some really good times last night at Wentworth Park. So the tracks at the moment, they're on fire, Andrew, as we wrap up Going Greyhounds.
For sure. But that is going back to your very first point, the wagering figures around the Easter egg. I mean, the Easter egg, you had the Association Cup with, I know he didn't win, but Tornado Tears was in the race. I mean, there was still some short price favourites, but the punters just latched on to the night.
Oh, they really did, Andrew. It was just phenomenal. As I said, Tab fixed odds up an incredible 59.4%. Wagering on the meeting, $4.21 million, an increase of almost 34.5% on last year. So punters really, really relishing greyhound racing, and it's tremendous to see.
And just a reminder again that tonight there is the Tab early bird specials for you in regard to the meetings at Dapto, the Meadows, Albion Park and Angle Park. You can get some early bird specials. So that cuts the percentage down from Tab and will offer you a little bit of extra value. It's on between 5 and 7 tonight on those four meetings that are being run tonight. Good on you, Dave. We'll hear from you tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Andrew.